Why are you breathe like that?
I don't know. It's a lot. How are you tonight?
I'm tired, low-key.
Tired? No. I've suddenly gotten a burst of energy. I'm not tired.
You're not tired?
Not right now.
Maybe because you know what you had to record. Hey.
No. I feel fine. Especially after I use the bathroom. I ain't gonna lie. But,
Ellie. I need to know if you see it.
See what?
You're showing my breast assist. Stop it, girl.
I don't think it can be seen.
Okay.
Can't see it. Can y'all?
No.
Can y'all? Anyway,
I hope she's not too loud. I mean,
the mic is gonna pick her up. Yeah. Mic's definitely gonna pick her up.
I know, but I hope it's not too loud. Like, you know what I mean? Like. She just needs to go to bed.
Yeah.
It's 9:15.
Yeah. It's gonna get picked up. Okay, so we're back. From like a 5-year
hiatus.
That really wasn't a hiatus.
It was just one discipline.
We started in 2018.
But we recorded that first year of our marriage.
I think we had 10 episodes, I think. We did.
So that's year one.
Okay. Change the name.
Yeah.
The name is Pillow Talk now. Mm-hmm. We're talking. Clever.
I'm clever.
Anyway. One of the things that came to my head.
Okay. You're right. No, you're right. Why would I pick her nose?
Yeah, I don't know.
While we're doing this.
No. I'm bugging. One of the things, and it ain't gotta be long. We ain't gotta talk about this long, but. Well, I want to just first reiterate some things. We're not marriage experts. We only been married 5 years. Well, I'm 28, you're 29.
Relax.
Just tell them facts.
Relax.
I'm 28, you're 29.
Relax, they didn't need to know more.
This year you'll be 30.
Relax. You're doing the most.
Just saying.
Why? You know what? Yep, I'm gonna be 30 with 4 kids, and I look fabulous. 30. Fabulous for having 3
fabulous kids,
C-section, and dealing with you.
You have 4 kids, C-section.
What did I say?
3.
See, can't even count them.
Dirty 30.
Getting old.
Anyway,
whatever.
What I was about to say was okay. No, I said what I was gonna say. So just laying down some facts. So we're gonna talk about marriage, but it's not necessarily from an expert's point of view. It is from our point of view.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about having kids again. Not experts. Been doing it 5 years.
Damn.
And we used to be kids. Might be experts.
Dang.
Might be experts now.
You know, two sets of Irish twins.
That's facts. So,
the Lord said, be fruitful and multiply.
You feel me? You're trying to beat these Muslims. If you're Christian and you're not having a lot of kids like us, you ain't having 4 or more. I don't think you want the faith to keep going. I said it. pop them kids out.
No one called you, sir.
We're recording a pod, sir. Don't be disrespectful.
See?
Bless to you.
You and your baby.
Bless you. Go lay down. Go watch the movie. Anyway. You going to bed? Don't turn your head and be like that, little girl.
Don't use that B word. Watch your profanity.
Watch your profanity.
Okay.
Anyway.
This is our newest edition.
Yeah,
we might.
Yeah, this is Eliana. Y'all not gonna see much of the kids. I ain't gonna lie, cause y'all niggas be tweaking. The internet sucks. But this is baby girl Eliana. 5 months in a couple days.
No, 6 months.
Oh, 6 months in a couple days. What's that? 16? 10 days. Not a couple. Anyway. Gotta stop saying anyway. So that's where we're coming from. We gonna just talk about random stuff. Talk about kids. Talk about church. We're Christians. Real Christian, not just, oh, I go to church or I believe in God.
New wave.
Not the new, yeah, none like, of that. No new cool. Age. None. It's cool to be, nah. We have picked up our cross and following Christ.
Life is hard and God is good.
And so what else we got? What else? Anything else we got to say so we just keep going or
that's it. Like, we're not experts in anything. We're just talking about our opinion and how the Lord has revealed things to us.
Yes.
And you know, it's like, it's not universal, but if you feel that the Lord is maybe pulling on your heartstrings, you know, or if you feel like something that we said kind of resonates you, then, you know, we will always encourage that you will seek the Lord for yourself about that thing. But, you know, we're just talking about how God has moved in our lives.
Facts.
In the different, you know, areas of our lives, individually, collectively.
What I wanted to talk about, like, what it was just a random thing that came to my head. I think you're corny if you don't want to get married. You're lame.
I thought you were saying you think I'm corny.
No, I think people are corny that
people
don't want to get married.
People are corny that don't
like this new
married.
Thing of people not want to get married, or it's just a piece of paper. I almost fell for that bag of baloney.
Low key.
I'm like, yeah, it is just a piece of paper, man.
Right?
The government's trying to get in our business, man. I don't know why I made that voice. But it's the truth that I almost fell for that, and I was like, yeah, we married in our heart. That's a trick of the enemy. You know, we married in our heart, so, you know, we can do whatever we want.
Okay, but I'm just asking you a question. I'm just playing devil's advocate, okay? Like, back in the day, back in the Bible. Back in Jesus' day, Bible times. Even BC. Like,
that's before Christ.
Right. Were they like going to the courthouse and like getting married or whatever? Like,
no, nigga.
But I'm just saying, like, what makes it like legal in God's eyes? You know what I'm saying? Like, what about it makes it not so much about like, oh, you know, it's the government and, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what makes it ours? What, Christians?
What makes marriage?
What it, mm-hmm. Like, a, what, how is it? How is it
Christian
a
Christian thing?
Yeah.
Adam and Eve. They was married. Well, they came from one. I mean, Eve came from Adam.
But there wasn't no like judge. They ain't sign no paper.
God made them.
They ain't sign no paper.
They didn't have to sign no paper. God was there. What do you mean?
I'm just saying, like, why we can't do things the way that they did it back then? Why we
you
gotta?
Can.
Why we gotta do like the legal road and like sign because, papers and no one okay, file taxes a certain way?
If I'm gonna go to well, first of all, if I'm living in America, right, mm-hmm. I have to pay money to get on a flight to go somewhere else to get married, right? Because you can't just get married here and like be considered married.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
I thought there is like laws where like you've lived together for so long and now you're like.
But that's not marriage. You shacking up.
What about it specifically makes it marriage? Because
you
gotta
go,
like
you gotta
asking.
Do the vows and all of that, and
okay,
and,
so this is a better question.
Have witnesses and stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, so then if we just got like baptism. Married, if we got married, like just like you know, Pastor Reed just married us or whatever. We did it in front of our family, but there was no like marriage certificate or anything like that, and it was just us.
You would not have any legal protection from me, which is everything now.
But I don't care about that.
Yes, because, you do.
Why?
Yes, because if something happens to me, you and the kids won't get taken care of. Or maybe the kids might only get taken care of. I don't know. Because
you could just create a will.
No.
Why?
Well, I'll probably create a will anyway, but maybe. I don't know. I don't even know how to make a will or do a will. But that's not like let's say I didn't make a will. It would go to you, period. Then.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you don't even need it, I think. I don't know. I have no idea, to be honest, about where stuff goes. I just know that when you aren't married, it's not as when you aren't like legally married, you won't have certain wife rights.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, it's certain stuff, like, you wouldn't be able to go and do certain things on my behalf.
Mm-hmm.
So, why wouldn't you just do it the right way?
Well, I'm just, you know, like I said again, playing devil's advocate because there could be questions that people would think of, you know, like.
Yeah. But it's people out there that's like, I don't want to get married. I don't need to get married. And I can have multiple partners. So it's like, it's not even all of the things that make sense that you're asking. It's other stuff like, you know, open relationship type stuff. Where we don't have to be because we're not married, we don't have to be exclusive.
I'm trying to lay her back down for a second.
Get that out of my nose.
Excuse me.
Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
I know, I'm so sorry.
Y'all get what I'm saying though? I think this is going to get cut out, to be honest. Because this is, like, weird. Just talking to the camera about nothing. Just waiting for her to get back. Yeah. I hope these mics are working and it's picking up. Should be. We tried it out. I think it was working. So... What are you saying? Excuse me.
But you said that, you know, people like that are corny.
Yeah.
What's so great about marriage?
What's so great about marriage?
If you're talking to somebody who is like, this is not for me, how are you going to convince that person that it should be for them? That is saved.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about saved people.
I know.
But I'm also, let me tell you this too. I'm not talking about people either that just like literally have made up their mind, I don't want to be married.
Okay.
And I'm not like pursuing people and trying to be in like a bunch of relationships. I'm not talking about them. Like, I don't want to be married. I don't want to. It's like, so okay, I'm talking about people. I'm talking about couples. I'm talking about people that are together that are like, yeah, but we're not going to get married because it's just a piece of paper. Like, no, it's
saved?
A covenant. I mean, it's some people are. I would assume that they are saved. They just have a warped concept of what marriage is. They probably been through some stuff. They probably been through their own marriage and got divorced, seen other people getting marriages get divorced, been screwed over by another person or whatever. Seen people get screwed by. So they're like, well, what am I getting married for? That's dumb. Like, I need to be my own person. I need to be an individual. You know what I'm saying? That's what they push nowadays in society, is individualism. And that is horrible. It's horrible. Like, just take away Christianity. It's psychologically horrible for you. Like, that's why people are so depressed. Like, just think about it. Think about how much everybody talks about how you need to think about yourself and you need to do things for yourself and put yourself first now. Like, it is like praised and preached nowadays, but we got more people that are depressed.
Well, I mean, it is depressing because if it all falls on me and things don't work out, then am I even sufficient enough?
Forget not working out. It's people that's successful that's whatever you think of success, whether it be just money or whatever, it's successful people out there that are depressed and all they do is think about themselves. So it don't even have to be, it didn't work out. I thought about myself and it didn't work out. No, I thought about myself, it worked out, but I'm still empty inside.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm with a bunch of people, but I don't want to lose my sense of self. What does that even mean? Like, you don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Wait, what?
That's what people say. I'm gonna lose my sense of self if I give myself to another person. If I get married. I don't know why they howling at the moon up there. I don't even think it's a moon out today.
That's really stupid.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Yes.
I can. No, I'm saying it is dumb, but I'm saying let me not act like I don't know what they talking about, though. Like, I wasn't that person. You know what I mean? Like,
explain.
I don't know if it was marriage, though. I don't think it was marriage that I felt like I'm gonna lose myself. I think that it was like having a lot of kids. I thought that I was gonna lose myself.
But you've always wanted a lot of kids.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying, like, when you go in it, then you kind of like realize, like, you feel like you're losing yourself. Actually, not that I think, like, I'm scared I'm gonna lose myself, but you feel like, who even am I? I don't even remember my name. Is my name Elizabeth or is it Mom? You know Mom. What I'm saying? Exactly.
Mom and babe. That's what it is.
But it makes sense, like what you're saying, you know, like, that is who I am, though. That, you know, like, I live.
Got a bunch of names like God.
I live my life to, and then I don't, this might sound negative or something, but it's not meant to be negative. Like, I say this, like, with love, that I live my life for you guys, you know what I'm saying? Like, to make sure you guys are good and that the kids have what they need, and I would always give of myself for them. I would always give my last for them. I would always do the same for you and make sure that, you know, you are good. So, like, that whole narrative or whatever of, like, you begin to lose yourself, I don't think that's necessarily true. I think that, you know, you just begin to walk in a new version of yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm not single Elizabeth. I'm not no mom, like, no kids Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I still want to walk in that? Why do I still want to feel that? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a wife now. I love being a wife. I love catering to you and spending time with you. Like, I don't like moments where I'm not with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I chose to have kids. I love my kids. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs breaks, like, you know, like a mental break, like, you know, whatever. kids can be a whole handful, and even me and you could be, you know, at each other's throat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, let's, you go in this room, I go in that room, 30 minutes. Okay, I'm like, I need to be with you. It ain't like, what am I trying to say? Like, this life has like, maybe, I don't know. Like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. What am I trying to say, babe? Like, I mean, I said it. I want to keep repeating myself, but like I said, like, I, like, this is my life. This is the current chapter, the current season that I'm in. Why am I going to look back? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking forward. I'm walking in this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to see the fullness in this. And I'm trying to see all of God's wonders and, you know, mercies and graces and just his love and his just amazingness in this season. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like, okay, now we're entering a season of no longer having kids. Now we're entering a season of raising our four kids.
Right.
And yeah, like, it's, you know, at times or whatever, it's sad or whatever, but like, what I'm going to keep doing, like, keep having kids just because I don't want to let go of a moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Just saying.
How we get here?
I don't know.
I mean, I was just saying that I understand.
You people. Asked me, yeah, because you asked me what would I say to somebody to convince them to get married?
But I was just saying that I understand people that say that, you know, about being losing themselves.
Right. Right. Right,
but not. So, yeah, I don't understand that because I was just talking about, like, kids and stuff and not.
Bless you.
He just putting on, he trying to put on his snow hat.
Hey, man.
Bless you, you got to go lay down.
Go lay down. BJ is going to be back in a minute. Go lay down.
I'll wait for BJ. Oh, I'm back.
You need a pillow or something? You got a pillow back there.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of pillows.
Why your back hurt, dude?
I'm not used to sitting up straight.
I mean, I'm slouched. It's okay to slouch. Too much.
Anyway.
You can't wash your hands, sir. You can't wash your hands.
We're not teaching our kids not to wash
their hands. Nigga had gloves on.
I'm just saying, like, oh my gosh, can't wash his hands? BJ, you gotta take that whole suit off when you go potty.
No, you don't. You got a little, it's a little zipper in that thing.
Well, you have to make sure that you don't get no pee-pee on your gloves. Okay? Go. What's wrong with it? Okay, I'll fix it later. Go lay down, you guys. Go, Blessy. Go with BJ. Oh,
my God. What do you need, girl? Blessy, go lay down.
Stay right there.
Go, BJ, Bless. Get it.
Go get it.
On the bed.
I don't know. Just be careful not to knock down those folded clothes. Why don't you lay down with Stitch?
Yeah, get Stitch from out of there.
No, her big Stitch. Your big Stitch is over there on the corner.
Oh.
Go big get Stitch. It. Anyways. So, back to the question at hand. How would you convince somebody, the people that you're talking about, what's so great about marriage?
Well, you gotta get the cliches out of the way that are cliches because they're true. Blake, bless.
These lights are blinding.
Go lay down. Go. Come here. The Bible says somewhere, I don't know exactly where, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't have it off the top of my head. But it says that a man who finds a wife finds a good thing.
Blessy, go.
Hello. Go. Go lay down, watch the movie.
Is it Mushmouth that?
Huh?
Is it Mushmouth that has a hat?
I think so. I like to talk too. A man who finds a wife finds a good thing. That's one. Two. If you're doing it right, you get a lifelong best friend. Oh, yeah. If you're doing it right. I know back in the day, like, people like to bring up, like, that people was like, they had like arranged marriages and all that. We don't have that no more.
Right.
We don't, like, here in India, I think they still doing arranged marriages. They probably doing it in other places too. This is America.
Proverbs 18:22.
What's it say?
And NIV version says, he who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. NLT, the man who finds a wife finds a treasure.
Okay.
The man who finds a wife finds a treasure and he receives favor from the Lord.
See? So already, you was asking them questions earlier. Just right there, you get married because you get favor with God when you get married. What? I'm just saying. Right there.
I got favor.
Did it? Oh, that's not it. Anyway, lifelong best friend, if you're doing it right, we don't do arranged marriages anymore. So, you know.
So nobody forcing you to get with somebody you really don't love.
Exactly.
So you really need to love that person.
They like to say that too.
Enjoy being with that person.
they like to talk about that too, about the love thing, which is right. You can't just rely on love. Like, you gotta, there's some other stuff that goes into it. But love and respect is a big part. It's a pretty big part of it. I would say more than 50%. Or if it is 50%, the other 50% of it is broken up. So it still makes that the biggest chunk of what a good marriage is and how it'll last. Love and respect. Mm-hmm. So, what else is it? So what I say, cause God said it's good. He'll give you favor. And what did I say last? Jeez. I'm hanging around you freaking 30. I got 30s brain. What did I say? Oh, best lifelong best friend. And then the favor with God part is like that like breaks up into other pieces as to why like marriage is a good thing and why you should get married. Because there are a whole lot of other things that just like kind of not necessarily like you still have to do something, but they kind of just fall into place because for like men, it makes you try harder, to be honest. It does make you try harder because it's like, yo, I have a responsibility to take care of this woman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Same with when you got kids, I have a responsibility to take care of these kids. So I need to not be lollygagging and doing dumb things, you know, risky things, risky behavior. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you decide to do those things, or decide to relax, to calm down, it's more beneficial for your life and for your lady's life. Now, that's kind of from a man's perspective.
I know. I was just trying to sit here and think about from a woman's.
Yeah, because I was about to, but I was like, "You're a woman. You answer." Jeez. What'd you do? Have to Google it?
No.
The freak is going on, yo. You Googling why it's good?
Why is it a good thing that I'm married to this man?
Promise you it ain't there.
No, I was just trying to see if there was any Bible verses, because I don't know if there's Bible verses about why a woman should get married, you know what I'm saying? I was just looking at this, and it said, for the first man, it is 1 Corinthians 11, verse 8, for the first man didn't come from woman, but the first woman came from man, and man was not made for woman, but woman was made for man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then it goes on to say, for this reason, and because the angels are watching, a woman should wear a covering on her head to show she is under authority. Obviously, we don't gotta do that.
We gotta do all that.
But among
there's people that do that, though, here in America.
I mean, to each his own. Like, I don't know, you know. The Lord didn't put it on my heart. But among the Lord's people, women are not independent of men, and men are not independent of women. For although the first woman came from man, every other man was born from a woman, and everything comes from God.
Shabba.
So I was just saying, like, the only thing that I could think of, like, biblically is, like, y'all provide for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And not even biblically, like, naturally speaking, like, I'm not trying to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I looked for a husband. What I was looking for a husband was somebody to provide for me.
Provide, protect.
I'm not, like, are you talking about, are you talking for me? Don't do that. I'll get there. Provide I don't need you to protect me because I can hold my own, okay? Anyways, provide and protect.
What a bomb. Why you see me hating? That's crazy.
Because I can pick you out.
Relax. You're bugging. You're thinking. It's not true.
Okay.
We don't even have to see.
Anyways. Yeah, you know, and then also someone to give me children.
Yeah.
For real though. For real, you know. And so I think that, you know, I don't want to say this and that, like, to say that working women, there's anything wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Right.
If you want to do that, you do that. But I feel like there are women who don't want to do that.
Right.
They're tired.
And the culture is pushing.
And
boss babe.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't want to be a boss babe. Like, yes, I do have an entrepreneurial mindset, and I think that in the Bible it does somewhere, you know, it does explain the role of a wife and like how
Proverbs
she is
31.
Okay. And how she is to, you know, what she's supposed to do, you know, take care of the house and take care of the children, and you know, you have like a craft, you know, that you could do to help bring in extra money or whatever, but it's not necessarily saying that I'm gonna be the like the provider, the breadwinner, you know?
Yeah.
But if I know how to make some butter, I'm gonna be selling some butter. Right. You know, or whatever. Like, I know how to do lashes. So, you know, we got it where I can have somebody come over, I do a few lashes, do a few clients or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, now we got $300-$400 in our pocket to help towards go towards our family. It's not my money. Mm-hmm. It's our money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's another thing too. Like, I feel like that's why people don't want to get married either.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's what's mine is mine, but what's yours is also mine. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And it's not that. It's, you know,
we are one,
right? So when we become one, everything is ours. Like, I don't care if you're the one that's going to work, and if we didn't have any kids, let's just say we didn't have any kids,
mm-hmm.
and I was just at home, it's still our money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm taking care of this house. This isn't my house just because I'm the one cleaning it.
Mm-hmm.
This is our house.
Right.
This ain't my dinner just because I'm the one that cooked it. This is our dinner. I prepared right. dinner for us.
I cooked dinner tonight,
you
just
did,
so you
and
know.
It was very delicious.
Thank you.
I cooked lunch and breakfast.
You heated up breakfast.
What was breakfast?
You heated up that chicken.
I did. Yeah. But I made it before. I made it the night before. Did I not shut up that chicken? I shredded up that chicken. I put the barbecue sauce in there. I made the guacamole the night before. I made Blessy oatmeal, and I made the kids smoothies.
Stand corrected.
Huh?
I stand corrected.
Okay. Anyways. I did your hair. That's mine. Give me your
That's just crazy. Insane.
Anyways.
Yeah. Did you have something else you wanted to talk about? I'm done with that conversation. Bro, I had to cut it out.
No, I don't think I have to part in my stomach that hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, what was that thing that I said that I wanted to talk about when we were in the car? Remember when we left the YMCA and we were at the gas station?
Yeah.
Maybe if he doesn't see us looking at him, he'll just go away.
I don't think that's gonna happen. I think he's gonna stand there like the Grudge.
No, don't say that. Anyways, okay, the question was, I remembered it. The question was, do you think that right now, more people are getting saved? Or is it just that we have access to technology, like and social media, so we can hone in more on that?
We see it
You know what I'm
more.
saying? Like, but like, you know, like, cause if you start looking at a certain amount of videos, then your algorithm change, and you're not really looking at that stuff. So you know what I mean? Like, so
I think that's what it is, to be
you
honest.
think so?
I don't know.
Even with the movies coming out in the theaters and just like, what do you think is going on right now in the like?
Well, I do think that God is moving. I think that the church has been persecuted, not necessarily in some ways because of its own actions, its own dumb things that's done, like the Catholics with the nasty priests, like evangelical church with like when all the Black Lives Matter stuff that I don't necessarily agree with, like the organization, but like when a lot of that stuff was going on, they was saying crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't really they was just saying some things that was like kind of not rocking with black people. You know what I'm saying? Like, but and then to be honest though too, it was some black people that are black Christians that was like they seem more black power than Jesus power. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a Christian before I'm anything. And a lot of people, they was acting like they was black before they was Christian. You know what I'm saying? Before they were a follower of Jesus. And that's not okay either. So it's a lot of stuff that the Western church, which is, you know what I mean? You know what I mean when I say that? So when the Western church has some problems that caused a lot of people to go away. Or stray away. So, but then also there's a thing, there's other things that just it's just like okay, that's just unnecessary as well for you to criticize the church that way or whatever. But it's still like it's persecution, but it's like our persecution, which isn't like it's not even comparable to what the persecution was biblically. You know what I'm saying? Like what the apostles went through, the disciples and stuff like that, martyred, being martyred.
I mean, they are going to churches and killing people,
Where they kill some people at church?
though. Remember that black church that they like?
Oh yeah. That was the little racist guy went in there and shut up the black church. Yeah. But I think that was a racial thing. That wasn't a that's not to say that it I mean, buddy, demon possessed, period. But that was racially motivated more than it was biblically motivated. Like he didn't go in there and was like F Jesus. He went in there and was like black people don't deserve to live here. You know what I'm saying? So that wasn't I wouldn't necessarily put that in the category of church persecution. But I think that, and I'm just learning this. I didn't never put two and two together, put patterns together, or even really know about the different revivals that have happened throughout the years. Like I just don't have that knowledge of church history, like Western church history, not even like regular church history. I'm not that well versed, but apparently, before every like revival, it's been like a lot of crazy stuff that's happened and persecution and stuff like that. So like
Only revival I know about is that Jesus Revival
Jesus
movie.
Revolution,
Yeah,
but
that Jesus Revolution movie.
before that one though, it was like some it was another one I think in like maybe the late 1800s or like early 1900s or something like that. Maybe called the Reformation or something like that. I can't remember the name, but somebody will know what I'm talking about. And there was like a lot of craziness going on. Then revival broke out. A bunch of people got saved.
Yeah.
Then you got Jesus Revolution in the 60s and 70s. Right before the 60s was the hippie movement. So, you know, everybody doing drugs, everybody having sex with whoever they want to have sex with. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just going crazy. Then Jesus Revolution comes, and a bunch of people start getting saved, and throughout the U.S. and the even in like I think they even in like England or something I heard there was like crazy route revival going on.
She's really going crazy. Yes. And they're like really talking a whole lot.
Yeah.
I was just looking at the different revivals.
The who?
The different revivals.
Oh. Yeah, 1904, 1905. The 20th century saw many Christian revivals, including 1904, 1905, Welsh Revival, the largest Christian revival in Wales in the 20th century. It also triggered revivals in other countries. The Welsh Revival was the most far-reaching of the awakening movements in affecting India, Korea, and China. It also renewed revivals in Japan and South Africa and spread to Africa, Latin America, and the South Seas. 1906, Azusa Street Revival. This revival spread from Houston, Texas to Los Angeles in 1906 and then spread around the world. Korean Pentecost, Balo Kole, 1930s, 1970s, Jesus People, 71, Barrio Revival. 1909, Chile.
Huh?
Chile Revival. This is 20th century, the most recent Great Awakening, 1904 onwards, had its roots in the holiness movement, which had developed in the late 19th century. The Pentecostal revival movement began out of a passion for more power and greater outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I think that's like where Church of God in Christ came from. Pentecostal revival movement. So I said all that to say that, you know, it's like a lot of crazy debauchery that starts to happen when a revival is coming.
Yeah.
So like right now, LGBTQ plus all of that is like really heavy in the culture.
Abortions,
you know what I'm saying? A lot of crazy stuff is just heavy in the culture. And that might be what sparks another
period.
Right. So that, you know, if we go on by patterns, it's probably going to be a big revival, or maybe we're in the midst of a big revival. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying right now, of people coming back to faith or coming to faith, period.
Yeah.
And specifically Jesus, you know, the Christian faith.
Right.
So, you know, that could be it. It could be also that right now we just see more of it because of our algorithm. You know what I mean? That's just like most, a lot of stuff though too. Like nowadays, it's not a whole lot. It's not a bunch. It's actually less violence going on now than it was back in the day. But people think that things are so bad because of everything that you see on the news.
All right.
But back in the day, I wasn't going to see what was going on in Houston. Like, I wouldn't know that somebody died in Houston.
They had world news tonight.
You feel me? Like, I don't know if they didn't have, but I still wouldn't know about that instantly.
Yeah.
I know if somebody died in Houston instantly now because if I just get on social media,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like it's a lot of it's a lot of information that we are have the ability to take in that we didn't have, that people back in the day didn't have that ability. So, you know, they're just living in their small town or their city or whatever, and think it just whatever goes on around here is just what goes on. Whereas, you know, okay, dude, we're about to come in there in a minute, dude. So, you know, whatever's going on, why can we not sleep in our bed? You're about to go.
He ain't never asked that before a day in his life.
Never.
He gonna regret that question.
It's just be wanting to talk. I don't know what to say. So I'm gonna say something goofy. So I think that we're seeing a lot of that stuff just because of our algorithm. I could be wrong, and it could be, like I said the first time, like a revival that's coming. Which
that's what it seemingly feels like.
It does kind of feel like that, but and a lot of people, a lot of different people are speaking prophetically of something going down this year. You know what I'm saying? Like things like changing and people going down that's been just not doing the right thing. You know what I mean? In the church. Mm-hmm. Not about people outside the church. No, people in the church that's not doing what they're supposed to.
Thank you.
Not keeping God first, not keeping Jesus first, leading people astray. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Yeah, time's up. God will not be mocked. So, yeah, I think that might be what it is. What about, what say you?
I just think, I'm just hoping that it is, you know, a revival. You know, like I said, that's what it feels like. And I really, like, I really hope it is. That's a lot of celebrities that I feel like I be seeing that are getting saved now. And that's what brought the question to my mind. And I really just hope that it's, like, real saved, you know, not clout chasing, you know what I'm saying? Like, not none of that, but like really, you know, like really save, really allow like what, like the Holy Ghost to just go in there and just change you and just set you on fire for Jesus so that other people will be saved through your testimony. You know what I'm saying? Like, not through your testimony, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that you will lead other people to know Christ.
Yeah. Because they heard your testimony.
Right.
It was right.
You know, so that's what I hope. But I also thought about that conversation, like, you know, basically everything that you just said, because I also thought about the conversation that we had about news. And, you know, so it was like, I want to be optimistic, but I also am like, realistically, though. But you did just bring up a point that I didn't think about, you know, like, people prophesying and stuff about something happening this year.
They didn't say revival, but they definitely said it was like people getting cut away.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So maybe that revival is going to be next year. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? We'll see. Okay. I don't really speculate on things like that. I just, hey, we'll see what God does.
It's still like at church, it seems like a lot of people are getting saved, a lot of people getting baptized and stuff.
Yeah. And I ain't gonna lie too, because I think that also what's helping is the, like the internet, it can hinder things, but it can help things. And there's just so much information out there, so many books that help people to understand and to believe that the Bible is real.
Yeah.
The Bible is correct. But that Jesus was real.
Even more so, like you just said, people's testimonies, people are talking more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and it's a detriment. Like, when that's true. And to be honest, though, if you do choose to be a Christian, that's not like a, it's a plus for the kingdom and a plus for your life. as it pertains to Jesus, and God smiles and Jesus smiles, but it's not a like on.
Oh my gosh! As soon as I got saved, my life just got so much easier, and everything just got better for me.
Negative. Like,
no, he did not promise us an easy life.
He didn't promise us an easy life.
He would go through it with us.
But that's not even. Yes, but that was my point was, like, you see a celebrity that starts to claim that they are saved. It's not like they're gonna get more roles because they're saved.
They might be ostracized.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or thrown away or blackballed or something like that because they claim to love Jesus.
Can you put your hand up?
Oh, my bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by it's not easy. It's not like, oh, I'm about to make so much money now. You know what I'm saying? Because I've decided to be saved and go the Christian route. Mm-hmm. It's way more money in the world. Way more money doing worldly things. Ask any Christian artist of anything. You know what I'm saying? It's not more profitable. It's not a good business plan. You know what I'm saying? What you looking up? What are you looking up?
I don't know, because I thought I was putting this up. I mean, Google know what I was trying to say, but that's not what I spelled.
Nigga. You want to talk about tattoos?
No. No. What did you just say? Oh my goodness. We're going to have to cut this off, because
yeah,
baby going crazy.
We'll be back next week.
We got to really plan the time because it's 10:10.
It sure is.
Why are they not sleeping? It's like they know that our mind is somewhere else. So, like, yeah, we good. We going to do what we want to do.
Of course it is. Of course.
All right. Got to go. It's time for whoopings.
Relax. Peace.